USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's legal team is appealing a ruling by the Maine Secretary of State that he is ineligible to appear on that state's GOP primary ballot. The appeal filed in Maine's Superior Court, Shenna Bellows, says it's been a tough few days dealing with death threats.
I certainly worry about the safety of people that I love, people around me, and people who are charged with protecting me and working alongside me.
While speaking to CNN, Bellows said she intends to, quote, adhere to the process. Republicans and Democrats are criticizing her decision. As immigration reform debates are teed up to resume on Capitol Hill in the new year, House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigrant crossings have been at record levels in recent months. This as four ports of entry are being reopened today amidst the influx. In D.C., Democrats and Republicans will restart negotiations on border policy changes in exchange for Ukraine funding when Congress returns next week. The president of Harvard University is stepping down amidst controversy. Claudine Gay announced her decision Tuesday. This comes in the wake of allegations against Gay, including plagiarism and an on-campus a scandal over anti-Semitism. Gay became the university's first black president in July. The first iteration of Mickey Mouse is now in the public domain. The version of the iconic character, which first appeared in the short film Steamboat Willie, is now being made available for use by creatives and artists without requiring permission. The copyright on Steamboat Willie expired as 2024 began. A breakthrough in medical science holds the potential to bring an end to acne. Scientists at the University of California, San Diego claim to have developed a vaccine, but it won't hit the market for 5 or so years. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A new documentary featuring the parents of acquitted child killer Casey Anthony is airing this week. The show called The Lie Detector Test will appear on A&E Thursday night. It's in addition to the earlier Peacock docuseries released in 2022 titled Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies.
There is a reason Tot Mom Casey Anthony did not take the stand to tell her truth, because she could not weather or undergo or survive an intense cross-examination.
Court TV and HLN host Nancy Grace speaking to Fox News. In the new documentary, Casey Anthony's parents take a lie detector test live on camera and then are faced with each other's answers and results. It's set to air Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern on A&E. The East Coast prepares for a winter wallop this weekend. Forecasters are saying they expect that storm to bring snow, rain, and wind. Shares in electric vehicle maker Rivian have taken a tumble. The company's shares dropped 10% on Tuesday. Figures show the Illinois-based EV maker built roughly 500 more cars than the number of orders it had to fill in the last quarter. Heading into 2024, we learn there is a declining number of Americans who enjoy drinking beer.
Beer Marketers Insights, which is an industry group, reports a shift in consumer preferences away from beer to other alcoholic beverages. This marks the first time since 1999 that beer shipments are expected to dip below 200 million barrels. I'm Skip Kelly.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.